Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. I am your host, Crystal McCoy, and today we have the pleasure of bringing back one of our most wonderful returning guests, the lovely aromatherapy consultant and the owner of Aroma Scents Natural Products located in London, Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, please give her a very warm welcome to the roundtable, the lovely Cheryl Strickland. Pleasure, as always, having you on with us, Cheryl. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking.
Great.
So I would love for our listeners who are not so familiar to learn a little bit more about you, Cheryl, and exactly what it is that you do with Aroma Scents Natural Products.
Well, what I do is I'm a qualified aromatherapist, but I call myself an aromatherapy consultant. And what I do currently is I have my own natural products company, and I concentrate mainly on soaps and skin care, lotions and creams that are made to order. My soaps I sell on a website, and what I do is I use all natural vegetable oils, so everything is vegan, and I scent with essential oils. I don't use any animal products at all. So the reason I do that is I want things to be natural and organic, and I find it's a better way for us to have product like safe skincare products that we absorb into our bodies rather than all the chemicals and unnatural things that you can find in so many of the big name products, especially your soaps and a lot of makeup and things like that. So I've gone for a simpler way to do it. That's basically what I do. And what I do is I sell my products. I'll have a consultation with a client and see what they're interested in. And I try and maybe formulate something to go with a condition that they have. Say they have maybe dry skin or they want things for wrinkles. I'll do a cream or a lotion for that. And I can recommend a lot of my natural soaps for that. So that's basically what I do.
Lovely, lovely. And I know how passionate you are, of course, about your products and, of course, the lovely benefits of it that some of our listeners may or may not be familiar with. Can you tell us and go into description of some of the amazing benefits of not just the soaps but the oils as well?
Okay. Well, you've got two kinds of oils. You've got your essential oils. Those are your scents. And then you have carrier oils. Those are a medium, like your natural vegetable oils and other things that you put your essential oils in to dilute them so they're not so harsh on your skin. Now, essential oils are very, very therapeutic on their own. Each one has their own benefits and their own qualities. You've got some like your citrus oils that are very bright and alert. They wake you up, but they can cause skin irritation, you know, if you use too much of it. And then you've got lovely ones like frankincense, myrrh, rose, that are very, very, they're good for skin care. They're lovely on your skin, and things like geranium oil. Now, for carrier oils, of course, I forgot to mention lavender. Lavender is the number one oil, essential oil, that so many people use, and it doesn't even have to be diluted. It's good for your emotional health. You can breathe it in, and it calms you down. It helps you sleep at night. You can put a little bit on a little cotton ball, put it under your pillow. It'll help scent your drawers. Put that on maybe some tissues, put it in your drawer. It's a lovely oil, too. And to use these, I use these carrier oils, which help dilute them. And the ones that I really, really like are shea butter, coconut oil, olive oil. I use hemp oil. Soybean oil is a good one, too, and other ones that are very easily absorbed in.
Love that. And then, of course, I know how lavender has always been kind of like one of the most particular ones that you always recommend just for everyday use, of course. Can you tell us a little bit more about that in particular?
What, lavender?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I use that in a lot of my formulations. And, in fact, in the soaps that I sell, I've got 6 different types with different formulations of lavender. Some are very strong, some are a little bit milder, and I use it also in my lotions and creams, and I also make little organza bags with the lavender seeds in them, and I use that as, you know, to scent your drawers, and they're also a good, it's strange to think, but a good insect and moth repellent.
So for someone that's maybe wanting to test something out for the first time and then have something that kind of awakens their sense, would you recommend the lemon for something for the first time, whether it's
oils that are kind of strong, have maybe a bit of a stronger smell and the effects on you? I'd say your citrus oils, lemon is good, orange, lime, and also peppermint. They're very, very, we call them a very bright oil. They'll really help to, say you're feeling lethargic and just not very energetic, a sniff of these, and it just breaks your mood up and perks you right up. And it really helps with concentration, all of them.
Okay, perfect. I love that. And I want to make sure our guests do know we are here. Of course, if you're not familiar with, get familiar with her. She's the lovely Cheryl Strickland, the aromatherapy consultant, and of course, the owner of Aroma Sense Natural Products, located in London, Canada. That website to visit so you can see all of the plethora and the variations of soaps and oils that she has, you can go to aromasense.ca, and that email address is aromasense@live.com. Now, before we segue into the break, I do want to let our listeners know just a little bit of a background story, Cheryl, on what originally inspired you. What was your aha moment that led you into taking this type of unique career path?
Well, I guess my aha moment came when I was working at my regular job, which was totally different to this. I spent many years in a technical capacity in one of our big telecommunications company here in Canada, but I was always interested in a totally different field, natural healing, I guess you might say. I always liked to study herbs and their benefits, you know, like not maybe with cooking, but on how they can, you can help yourself with herbs. And that just sort of evolved when I got a chance to retire early. I decided I was going to do something with my interest, and I looked into aromatherapy, and I studied it for a year, and I got qualified. I'm very, very excited about what you can do with that for yourself, your family, your friends, and it's so much better for us using natural products than all the, you know, the synthetic chemicals that we find in so many other body care products and things. Not that they're not good, but over the years, as you keep putting these things on your body, they go into your body, and they end up lodging in some vital organs like your liver and the kidneys. And we're seeing in our modern day, so many people are becoming ill, and you can't really figure out why. And a lot of people suspect all these chemicals that are building up. But anyways, I thought I'm going to go for a more natural way of doing things. And one thing that inspired me was my own mother. She was very, very sensitive to different soaps, and she couldn't use a lot of fragrances because she'd put them on and she'd break out in hives. So it was definitely an allergic reaction to something. So I started making things that were very, very simple, simple soaps, say olive oil and maybe a little bit of scent, and she loved them. And then I started with lotions. Now, to make your own, it's very, very easy to do. And she really, she could use them, and they didn't bother her. So we went from there, and our whole family started. They're my guinea pigs. I had everybody try things out, my friends. And then I started getting to the point where what I was making so many things. Somebody said, why don't you sell them? So then I went and I tried the craft shows. I went to trade shows. One thing I really like were church bazaars every year. I have certain ones that I do. And people just love them. And I do it so people, I call it my affordable luxury. Like these beautiful things, but they don't cost you when you do them yourself a lot to make. So some of these things that you're buying for hundreds of dollars an ounce, you can make yourself. And it's much, much cheaper. So it's easier on your pocket, and it's better for you to use the stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for those that don't know, again, of course, we are here with the aromatherapy consultant herself and the owner of AromaSense Natural Products located in London, Canada, the lovely Cheryl Strickland. And she's always here to give us some insight on her products, of course, and then better ways for us to use them throughout our day to make ourselves better and just to keep our senses awake and different benefits that, of course, come with the products as well. And I do want to make sure before we go into the break, Cheryl, do you recommend any, like, and someone that's going through stress or things of that sort, what do you recommend for them that are coming on to look at the website, different products if they're coming on for the very first time and they're just being introduced? Can you tell us the benefits of the organic soaps and the organic essential oils for those that may not know?
Well, things for stress would definitely, number one, although some people don't like the smell, is your lavender. That's a very, very, it's just a lovely, lovely, clean, relaxing smell. And then again, for stress, people want to relax. Things like your rose oil or jasmine, those are lovely, relaxing oils to smell. But then maybe you'll want to maybe perk yourself up. Then as I said before, I recommend citrus oils, your orange, lemon, lime, and there's another related one, lemongrass. It's a lovely, lovely, clean, bright smell. Just smelling them, it just perks you right up, cheers you up. And another one is peppermint. Peppermint has so many uses. It's very, it's calming, but it's also, say you have, it's a good thing to have for ease your digestion, because it relaxes things. You can take it in a carrier oil and just rub it on your stomach, and it'll get rid of, it'll relax a lot of that, and that helps get rid of a lot of tension, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to make sure they are on to the website, which is aromasense.ca. Make sure you log on, folks, so that you can visually see all the wonderful soaps and oils that Cheryl does have to offer. That way you can kind of get a little bit more familiar as we're going on. We're actually going to go ahead and segue into a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to get into different ways of the essential oils. We haven't really tapped into that and have kind of just pick up a little bit where we left off before and speak about how the essential oils and aromatherapy can help us within our workplace. All right, so we're going to go ahead and segue right into a commercial, if that's all right with you, Cheryl.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. All right, so we will be right back shortly, ladies and gentlemen, after these messages.
Do other people seem happier than you? Do you get angry quickly? Does your worry consume you? Do you hide your hurt? Do you yell at your children? Do you struggle with grief and sadness? Do you feel misunderstood? Get answers to these questions and more in the book, Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, available at Amazon.com. Dr. Guy W. Jordan, a licensed psychologist practicing for 40 years, has written a guide to change the way you think so you can change the way you feel. Buy your copy today and change your life. I read it and it was so easy to understand and to use in my life. Dr. Guy W. Jordan's book, Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, is guaranteed to improve how you think and feel, or Dr. Jordan will refund your purchase price. Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, available at Amazon in paperback or Kindle. Get your copy today.
Hello all, Carol Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is T-H-E-P-A-S-S-I-O-N-M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R.com. EPASSIONMOTIVATOR.com. And together we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Carol Davies, your success strategist coach.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. We are here midway through to our interview with one of our lovely returning guests, the aromatherapy consultant and AromaSense natural products owner herself, located in London, Canada. Please welcome her back to the roundtable, the lovely Cheryl Strickland. Always a delight having you on the show with us, Cheryl. How are you feeling so far?
Fine. Just great. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Now, before we went into the break, we did speak a little bit about your background, of course, for those that may not be familiar, and some of the amazing benefits that you have to offer with your organic soaps and oils. And now I kind of want to segue and speak about how the essential oils and aromatherapy can help us in the workplace. Would you be able to go into that for us and give us a little bit more insight, Cheryl?
Yeah, there's several things that you can do. Like, there's different situations that you'll have or feelings, and the essential oils can help with just about anything. You can be in a group situation, something for yourself. You might be in, say you'll be in meetings. So the thing to do is to know there's some different methods that you can use that will be appropriate to every situation. Like, for yourself, what you can do is have just a little bit of the oil, put it on a little cotton ball. You can put it into maybe a very small little jar or a little bottle with a lid on it, a few drops of something that you can sniff yourself that will give the desired effect, that maybe brighten you up or maybe calm you down. Or you can also have a thing, it's called an inhaler, that someone like myself can make. You put a few drops of the proper oil in, and it's got a little cap on it. You take it off, you can inhale that yourself. Or what you can do in a larger area is get a diffuser, and what you'll do is put a few, electric one usually is the best in an office, and put a few drops of the proper oil in, and you can get things for relaxation, things, or sometimes the air, people are just kind of down, you can maybe put your peppermint in or something else and perk you up. There's all sorts of ways to do it. But it's especially good sometimes when you're going to be going into, you know, a meeting room, just to have in the background an oil that's going to perk people up, because so often meetings are so dull. I can remember that. We used to even have somebody that used to go to sleep all the time. Thing, a nice perky oil, like to me, like peppermint or lemon, I love that, would be good.
Most definitely. And then I do know that you have safety precautions that are very important when using the essential oils in the public place. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Actually, I know you have a story that kind of illustrates why it's so important.
Well, it is, because some people are very sensitive to certain smells. So you've basically got to just do things trial and error. Like, some people don't like the smell of lavender. Some are, they'll find that maybe a citrus oil is just too energizing. So you have to be very, very careful. And you have to have it where people do not inhale them, like the too strong of a smell of it directly, because that can really affect your body. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And then, of course, to avoid anything that's too sweetly floral, or of course to diffuse the essential oils, can you make sure they know about that, especially how that can pose a threat to even possibly danger pregnant women as well? I want to make sure they're well informed of that.
Oh yeah, you've got to be very, very careful with that. So
absolutely,
and especially when, you know, a woman's pregnant, your whole body chemistry changes. So what might not have bothered you previously can. Mm-hmm. And women who are pregnant have to be very, very careful around a lot of essential oils. In fact, they really should be very cautious in using them, because they can, as we say, it gets into your body and goes right, you know, into the uterus and could affect the unborn child. So a very strong oil is not recommended. In fact, the most one I would really say is probably just a little bit of lavender, and I wouldn't use much more than that on someone who's expecting.
Most definitely. And then, of course, for some of the mentally stimulating oils, for mental clarity and stimulation, I know that you do recommend rosemary, peppermint, lemon, basil, ginger. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, yeah, because quite often the air inside of an office, it just gets so stuffy, and you're sitting there, and you just, as the day wears on, you just get more mentally tired, and you just don't, you're fatigued. You don't feel like doing anything. So a whiff, usually, of some oils like this will really help to perk you up and get your mind functioning again. That's what I find.
Mm.
One thing I used to do, it's a bit different than that, is I had a little bottle of pure jasmine perfume. I used to take the cap off, and I would just take a big sniff, and oh, it cheered me right up. I just love that smell. That, for me, was the one that I used all the time.
Most definitely. And then, of course, for the offices that smell a little funny and that need some of that air purifying oils, can you tell us a little bit about how they can use that?
Yeah, well, what you can do is make an, like, your own room deodorizer, or like you can put some water and a few drops of whatever essential oil you'd like into it, and into a plastic spray bottle, shake it up, and just spray it around. So instead of using something like, this is going to be a plug, but like Glade, which, you know, it's kind of, just use your own essential oil. I like, especially, you have lemon and or lime. Like, those are ones that you associate with things being nice and clean. So it just brightens your mood to smell some. And then if you want things a bit calmer, just the rosemary and the lavender are lovely. But they're being diluted in the water and sprayed around, so it just lasts just for a short time. But it definitely will, you know, if you've got a funky smell in office, it'll help that, you know, get rid of that for a while.
Absolutely. And then what about the airborne bacteria? Because that can definitely be a problem. And of course, you offer antibacterial oils, which is so amazing, just because it's not something that comes by every day where you can kind of clear the air with oils. Can you tell us about how that works?
Yeah, well, again, what you can do is you can keep your own office space clean with making your own solution, with germ-killing essential oils. And ones that I would recommend are your tea tree, thyme, this kajaput, lemongrass, and again, the one that is the standard is your lemon oil, because they're antibacterial and antifungal, and they just kill all these germs, you know, on contact. And the best way to do it, too, is if you want your personal space clean, is I always keep a thing of lemon and the water in a spray bottle, and I spray it around quite frequently just to keep things bright feeling. And to me, if it feels clean, I feel better, and it helps me to work.
Very nice, very nice. And then lastly, I want to know kind of about what essential oils that you use on the daily, Cheryl, to help you get through the day, or if there's some that are a little bit more relaxing than others. What do you normally suggest or use?
Well, I'm always using, I'm busy making things, but every day I'm doing things with lavender. Now, I like that, and it's just a nice, bright smell. And I also like, if I really want to brighten up, I like to inhale a little bit of eucalyptus. That really, it clears my sinuses. Say I feel a bit stuffy, I'll spray a bit around in a room deodorizer. I like to do that. Another one I like, as I said, I like my jasmine. I love oil of rose. They're just beautiful scents that help me relax and to concentrate and do the work that I like to do.
Most definitely. And then, of course, for the Monday blues and the lack of inspiration and just kind of needing some uplifting, cheering oils, which ones would you recommend for that, Cheryl?
Oh, well, definitely your lemon, orange, mandarin, lime, grapefruit's nice. So is bergamot. And sometimes you can combine the two, like take grapefruit with a dash of basil, and sometimes to get your creative juices flowing, try some, a nice sniff of neroli, orange, and cardamom. Now, cardamom we also cook with, but it's a lovely one to help when you sniff it to make you feel very, very creative.
Most definitely. Now, I do want our listeners to know about anything that you have coming up, Cheryl, because I know you're always, like you said, working on different new products and, of course, bettering all the organic products that you already do have and then creating a few things that are new. What can our listeners look forward to? What's next in store for you in the future?
Well, I think I mentioned before, I'm doing some things that are for the chakras. So I'm introducing some particular oils for that. And I've also imported some beautiful incense sticks for the chakras. I've got some jewelry. They're called chakra bracelets, so they've got crystals in them that help you open up your chakras. And then I'm also always devising a new soap. So I'm working right now on an activated charcoal and lavender, actually, because I had a client request that. So I'm trying to get that, to help with skin. But she wanted it for lavender just to have a lovely scent, and it's so good for your skin. That's my latest creation.
Very nice, very nice. And, of course, for our listeners that are tuning in that want to stay abreast with everything that Cheryl has going on, make sure you log on to that website. It's aromascents.ca. And then if you have any inquiries you want to send to her, make sure you shoot that right over to aromascents@live.com. And then, Cheryl, was there any other ways that you wanted them to contact you directly for anything or any questions they may have?
Well, there's also on my website, there's a spot that you can, communicate with me. And I also can be reached directly by telephone. And my number is 519-686-2691.
Perfect. So make sure you take down that number, folks, and for any inquiries you may have, go ahead and reach out to Cheryl directly. She's amazing at what she does and always has some of the most wonderful organic products on the market right now, so do not miss out on that. And Cheryl, as always, it's such a pleasure having you on the show with us. Thank you so, so much for taking the time to enlighten us once again.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in, as always. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.